A new trade commitment from China, and Indiana Ag students in North Miami High School make national headlines. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. China has agreed to buy at least $17 billion a year in U.S. ag products. That's through 2028, and that's on top of earlier soybean deals. It signals a potential thaw in one of agriculture's most critical and volatile markets.
Well, on two major fronts, this is an incredible success.
That's Ted McKinney, CEO of NASDA, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture.
First, setting aside the wins on specific commodities and things, is the fact that I think we're seeing more stability between China and the U.S. And that was a stated goal of both Xi Jinping and President Trump. And so if we can reach some point of detente, stability, that means the results that you've seen announced can continue.
McKinney, who served as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs during President Trump's first term, points to other developments, including restored market access for U.S. beef into China and resumed imports of U.S. poultry from areas cleared of bird flu.
And really, all of those things were things that we negotiated in the so-called Phase 1 agreement back under Trump 45. So this is a good day, and the announcements are fantastic. And let's don't forget, there are some biotechnology traits that have been languishing, can't introduce them across several of our key crops. And we hear those too are to be approved, at least at some level.
Even as lower cost competitors like Brazil expand their footprint, McKinney says that China's need for a reliable, diversified food supply keeps the door open for America's producers.
Brazil can produce a bushel of corn, a bushel of soybeans at far less expense because they can do two crops per year. We're in most cases limited to one. So they're always going to beat us on price, which means we've got to focus on quality and sustainability and all the things that are important. That's the first point. The second point, though, is we mustn't get too hung up thinking that only Brazil will be a supplier to China. Do not forget that the only thing Mr. Xi Jinping likes less than the U.S. is to have a single source supply. So I think they've hedged their bet properly by saying, yes, the U.S. is still in on a source of many of our agricultural goods, and I hope we can sustain it.
McKinney says the challenge now is to deliver on quality, sustainability, and consistency, because if this fragile stability holds, today's commitments could translate into lasting opportunity across America's farm economy. I'm CJ Miller.